So I'm just curious, how many people have had a guest at your table before? Quite a few of you. That's awesome. But just in case there are some of you who aren't as familiar with the work of the service committee, I want to tell you a little bit more about the organization and their work this morning. It's a little bit different than a lot of other organizations that we tend to support, especially during the holidays. In general, the service committee works with partner organizations from all over the world to help empower people to get their basic human rights, rights that were adopted in 1948 by the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, things like the right to the freedom of conscience and expression, the right to an adequate standard of living, and the right to an education. These rights are things we tend to take for granted here in this country, but people in other parts of the world, they don't readily enjoy some of these rights. And so the service committee works with people there to listen to them, find out what they need, and helps them figure out how to provide for themselves. It's like the old axiom, you give a person a fish and you feed them for a day. You teach a person how to fish, and you feed that person for a lifetime. That's the basic philosophy of the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. But from the very beginning, the service committee was dedicated to helping people living in dangerous situations. If you're not safe, it doesn't really matter that much what else you need. It's kind of, there's a pyramid of needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Safety's right down there at the base, the foundation that holds all the other things up. But the service committee was founded during World War II to help people being persecuted by the Nazis find ways to be safe. In a lot of cases, to actually help them escape from Nazi Germany. So how many of you know the story of UUSC's founders, Martha and Waitstill Sharp? Are you familiar with the documentary about It's a Wonderful Thing? Defying the Nazis, I highly recommend it if you haven't had a chance to see it. It has everything a good spy novel should have in it, but it's about their real lives and the risks that they took to make several trips into Nazi Germany to help people escape who were being persecuted there, especially children. There were many, many children that, especially Martha, helped to bring back to the United States. And they were really young when they did all this. And I don't know if you know, but our chalice, which is pretty much a universal symbol of Unitarian Universalism, was created for the service committee as a symbol of safety. They put it on their stationery and on their trucks and on their communications to let people know that the people from the service committee were safe people, offering them safe harbor in a very dangerous time. And so the chalice that we light every Sunday, affirming every person and their right, their basic human right to safety, security, freedom, a home. There are times and places both here at home and abroad where people are in danger today. Rohingya migrants are fleeing discrimination in Myanmar, and the UU Service Committee is working hard to make sure people know what's happening, to know their story, and they're urging lawmakers to do something to end the discrimination and to help those people feel safe. Here at home, there are lots of people who are immigrants from certain countries who aren't feeling very safe these days. There are almost 800,000 undocumented immigrant youth known as the Dreamers. Are you familiar with the Dreamers? Who might have to leave this country if the laws that protect them now aren't renewed. As members of the Interfaith Immigration Coalition, the UU Service Committee is supporting these young people, most of whom were born here or came here as very young children. And this is the only home that they've ever known. And if they have to leave to go back to the country of their family's origin, it'll be like going to a totally foreign place. The foods will be foreign. Everything will be new and different to them, and they won't have any support in their country of origin. By supporting the UU Service Committee, we can do just a little bit more to help these young people feel safe. Now, this room is called a sanctuary, and I'm sure many of us do think of this as a safe place, right? A harbor, a place of peace and quiet to gather in community, to think about and share important ideas. But there are lots of ways that people can provide sanctuary. The UUA and the UU College for Social Justice and the UU Service Committee have just teamed up to create something called the Love Resists Campaign. Together, they're providing congregations with lots of ways to help provide people in danger find sanctuary. And that actually does include offering their building as a safe haven, as a sanctuary for people who are threatened with deportation. But it also includes things like providing meeting space for groups who are supporting this work, and providing support for people who are going to court to go with them and to be advocates with them for people who are going through these hearings, deportation hearings. They also include educating ourselves more, finding out more about what's going on, supporting not just the immigrant community, but the Muslim community, the LGBTQ community, and other groups of people who are being threatened, and advocating for policy at the local level. Here in New Hampshire, faith communities are being asked to sign on to a letter of support, accompaniment, advocacy, and sanctuary as part of the New Hampshire Immigrant Solidarity Network. Faith communities are gathering together to find ways to support not just immigrants and people who are being threatened with deportation, but other groups of people who are being particularly threatened by what's happening in our current social climate. And they're asking, actually, all of us to sign on to that. And I will put the letter explaining more about the work of the Immigrant Solidarity Network into the newsletter for December, and I will make some hard copies available as well. I would love to have us be in conversation about how we might support the work of that network and decide as a community whether or not we can sign on to this as a faith community and participating in the larger statewide efforts. In the end, in a climate that sometimes leaves us wondering what we can do to help these days, supporting the rights of all people, we can add our voices to organizations like the Service Committee and the New Hampshire Immigrant Solidarity Network to the ends that all people might find sanctuary among us, their neighbors. May it be so.